Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Remembering 9/11, 2001. This is Kelly Ford in the Morning.
Here we are, Friday, September the 11th, 2020. It was 19 years ago today that the world stopped turning. Good morning, Kelly Ford with you on New York's Country, 94.7. Got some of the crew in here this morning with me, Jesse Addy from Afternoons, Katie Neal from Middays, my social media goddess here on the morning show, Sabrina from Queens, and I just think it's wrong to let this day pass without some sort of reflection. So I want to go around the room, or should I say Zoom, and get their thoughts on 9/11, 19 years later. Let's start with the Pride of Peoria, Katie Neal.
Really wasn't until I moved downtown to the financial district at the beginning of 2014 when they were just finishing Freedom Tower. Living in New York and being down there, it changed everything for me. It was like I really finally felt the magnitude of what had happened. And I feel like once you have lived in New York, that is something that everyone experiences. Like 9/11 just becomes very different to you.
When I moved here, it changed as well because I remember one of our listeners saying to me, hey, 9/11 happened to the whole country, but the whole country didn't have neighbors and brothers and fathers and mothers who left for work that day and didn't come home. Their cars stayed parked at train stations. Jesse?
I don't think the rest of the country understands that 9/11, it still feels like 2002 on this day. When I tell people that the names of every single person that passed away at the World Trade Center and 9/11 are read on every single TV station from start to finish, they are taken aback by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you said, Kelly, people here, every single person that lives here knows somebody or somebody's family. You know, it's like a one degree of separation. And so that's when I think I really took that to heart, to doing a radio show on this day is different than the other 364 days of the year. And, mm-hmm. and it's an honor to be a station that people listen to that for comfort on days like this to kind of get them through.
One last thought from the only person in the room who actually lived in New York at the time. She was whittled. So how old were you, Sabrina?
I was only 5 years old, but it's still like, I don't know if you can see, like I'm literally just like shaking, like listening to you guys. I remember we had to go to the cafeteria, like every single class, and they were pulling kids out one by one. And all my friends went first and I was sitting there and like, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh yeah, like half day of school, whatever. But we got home and my mom was there, my grandma was there, and everyone's kind of wondering like where my dad was. And so my dad actually worked in the World Trade Center. And he actually got off the train early to go to the bank that day. So a little emotional just because I think of what could have happened and what did happen to so many people that day. And I just can't even get past how lucky I am that I still have my dad here. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
And my dad's like my best friend in the whole world. And I just can't even imagine like what this world would be like without him. I usually don't get this emotional about it, but...
Well, I think that's why this day is so important. You think everybody thinks they got it handled. And I think this year is extra emotional as we all feel life is more fragile than ever before. So I get it. I wish we could group hug. Well, Zoom
virtual
hugs.
Virtual Zoom hug.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story. I appreciate Katie coming on and Jesse coming on to take time to remember what happened on this day 19 years ago.